Day 7, Escape from Crow. Next morning on arising, the delegation sensed a vague disquiet over Crow. By 9, there were some signs of riot. Crotians, using unambiguous and graphic motions, told the Earthlings they should leave without delay. Eating breakfast in the dining bay, delegation members looked out through the panoramic windows at the milling Crotian scene. Finishing her Ovaltine, the general observed, "It's bad. The crows are even cuter when they're mad." And then she threw an angry look at Sam McDonald Duck while thinking, "Since we've lost the Crotian hearts and minds by trusting that insipid bird, a bird we should have cooked with all his quacks and shrugs, we'll have to try a different tack to win Crow back, like tourism and drugs. And as for Private Stalker, I see no reason not to try the kid for treason." Just then the young astronomer, announcing that the countdown had begun, saw two figures heading toward the spaceship at a run. "Oh, damn," cried Rip, "I didn't realize anyone was missing." Said Sam, "That looks like you know who." As like as not, the two of them went off to do some kissing. Then suddenly remembering what he'd forgot, Sam ran to beat the doctor to the pot. And while the tardy humans hurried through the ever-thicker crowd of irate Crotians, climbed into the ship, and quickly zipped their Velcro on, still others joined McDonald Duck online to use the John. The crew, who had already been and gone, went through their pre-flight checklist, finding all the systems go. Then Rip stood up again, and with a solemn face he said, "We came to Crow in what I thought was peace, but we brought war instead. We brought division to a happily united race, and what is more, in this strange cultural collision, we acted like a brute. And so it's fitting that we leave here empty-handed and in disrepute. Thanking all our lucky stars, the Crotians have no guns to shoot. Now since this is my ship, and I am in command, please understand I will not tolerate the slightest angry look or reprimand or any talk of sabotage or treason by anyone for any reason. Back on Earth I'll write up my report, but now I'll ask McDonald Duck, as soon as we get underway, to note down everyone's opinion on the outcome of our mission. I'd like your honest take, so please feel free to make the strongest case for your position. Oh, and by the way, our poet's 21 today, so later we'll have cake." Then Rip sent off a reassuring grin toward Tear and Rab and Blacker Mike, and as the four friends waited for the final countdown to begin, they looked out at the Crotian world of sand and stone, and at those gentle, now so troubled people they'd so briefly known. And all four tried, in vain, to spot among those soft, protesting millions their dear friends Ken, Rex, and Mo, whose names would evermore be lost in that vast silence that was Crow. Then as the spaceship fired up and slowly started its ascension, they closed their eyes and said goodbyes to all the billion and the mention.